proclamation number 5976 dated the June 15th, 1954. Proclaim my word to the world. 17th anniversary of receiving the word. Thus I spoke to my disciples and filled them with my spirit that they could proclaim me and my teaching because they constantly heard my word within themselves and then became living heralds of the divine kingdom. They could never have accomplished this task had they not been in contact with me through my spirit whose voice they listened to and whose guidance they followed. By the word they knew me and were conscious of my presence. And if I now, in the last days, want my gospel to be proclaimed to people, it again has to happen such that I choose disciples for myself who are also able to hear my voice, who therefore allow my presence within themselves and let me speak to them through the Spirit. Therefore, not my disciples speak to the people to whom they bring the gospel, but I myself address my earthly children with my fatherly love to bring them salvation, encouraging them to turn back before the end because they are not on the right path and are losing their way again into the abyss. Human words would not achieve this. My word, however, can penetrate and cause enormous upheaval in a human heart because my word has an incredible effect if it is not openly resisted. Where it is possible to speak to a human being myself, if only by way of my chosen instrument, there is also hope for success, because this, too, requires a loving person, a mediator, whose love overcomes the opposition. Just as I can only speak through such a person because his love permits my presence. My first disciples were filled with love for their fellow human beings, and similarly I shall choose the right disciples for myself in the last days because it is necessary that my voice shall call to earth as a last reminder and warning. I want to proclaim my gospel to humanity once more to save them before the last judgment, to bring them salvation. And thus speaks the word that is God Himself, because I myself am the word. And when you hear my word, I am with you myself. You don't hear a human being, you hear the Spirit of Eternity who, in His power and love, called you into being and who will always be connected to you through His word. And you should want to belong to this eternal Spirit of love. For this reason he constantly appeals to you with his word that you should listen to him, recognize him and completely give yourselves to him. He wants to give you, whom he created in his love, unlimited happiness which you can only endure if you alight at and strength yourselves, which my word should therefore achieve for you. And wherever a loving heart allows me to enter I will speak to you always and everywhere. Where my spirit is not rejected when it wants to express itself, there will also be the Spirit of Eternity, whose love includes all his living creations since the beginning. Amen.